This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval held the 25th round of special representatives' talks with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in Beijing today on the inter-China boundary issue and improvement of relations between the two countries. Ahead of the talks, the National Security Advisor called on Chinese Vice President Yan Xiang. In a social media post, the Indian Embassy in Beijing said, the two leaders discussed ways to strengthen peace and tranquility in the border areas and further improve bilateral ties across economic, political, and multilateral fora in accordance with the consensus reached between the leaders of the two countries. Ahead of the Doval-Wang talks, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar had reiterated that peace and tranquility along the border areas are a prerequisite for good relations with China. The Unified Payments Interface UPI has completed 10 years of transforming digital payments and has emerged as the backbone of India's digital payments ecosystem. UPI, which was launched on this day in 2016, has surged almost 13,000-fold in transaction volume. On the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi hailed the decade-long success of service of UPI. In a social media post, Mr. Modi marked UPI as a major turning point in India's digital payments journey. The Finance Ministry said the annual transaction volume expanded from just 1.78 crore transactions in 2016-17 to over 24,162 crore transactions in 2025-26. The transaction value also rose sharply from 7,000 crore rupees to nearly 314 lakh crore rupees during the same time period. We have a report.
UPI has emerged as the backbone of India's digital payments ecosystem and a critical driver of financial inclusion. In just a decade, UPI has transformed the scale of digital payments in the country, making transactions faster, simpler, and more accessible. The unprecedented scale and reliability achieved by UPI have also received global recognition. UPI is now operational across the 11 countries, including France, Singapore, UAE, Sri Lanka, Bhutan, and Mauritius. Today, one out of every two real-time digital payment transactions globally happens in India. As of 2025, UPI accounts for nearly 49% of the world's real-time payment transaction volume. With Dipendra, this is Anand Kumar for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has approved the transfer of DRDO-developed technologies of all conventional missile systems to the Indian defence industry for production within the country. The initiative aims to enhance operational capability, reduce import dependence, and increase domestic value addition. The central government has empowered the West Bengal government to conduct hearings under the Citizenship Amendment Act or CAA and issue citizenship certificates to eligible applicants. Showing a Gazette notification issued by the Union Home Ministry, Chief Minister Shubhendu Adhikari told reporters at state headquarters yesterday that 23,000 people have so far been recognized as eligible and issued citizenship certificates out of around 2,30,000 applicants. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, has proposed a new $1,03,265 fee on top of existing cost for all H-1B CAP subject petitions, including those for advanced degree holders. According to the press release issued by DHS, the proposed fee would be paid at the time of filing and imposed on top of all other applicable fees or payments. DHS estimates the fee would generate approximately $8.8 billion annually based on a projected 85,000 H-1B cap subject petitions. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended in positive zone today. The Sensex surged 287 points to close at 77,656. Nifty advanced 115 points to settle at 24,334. In men's cricket, host Sri Lanka were 232 for 8 against India on the third day of the second test in Colombo when reports last came in. Sri Lanka are trailing by 272 runs. Earlier, Dhruv Jurel and Devdutt Padikkal powered the visitors to a hefty 503 for 9 declared in their first innings. India are currently leading the two-match series 1-0. India need to win this match also to move into the fourth place in the race for 2025-27 World Test Championship Final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.